Well, that's incredible, of course, to all the youth delegates who are joining and forming this first youth forum of the UNCTAD process. If you ask me about the importance of this, I believe it's just marking yet another area where the United Nations is expanding its work to include the youth voices. Our world today, as we keep saying, is the youngest in the history, with half of the world's population that are 25 years of age, and it's crucial for all the topics that are being discussed here at the UNCTAD to include youth voices and for young people to have a say in the future of trade and development, because that future will be lived by young people themselves.
But what are the main concerns of the youth?
Clearly, the question of youth unemployment remains high on the list of priorities for young people. Young people are clearly more affected by unemployment generally, and youth unemployment today at 2 or 3 times higher than adult unemployment, depends on the region. So the question of how to make young people more competitive to compete in the labor market, but how to create jobs in the first place. One of the important topics that are being discussed at the Youth Forum, and since we are convening UNCTAD in Africa, is the question of situation of young people in Africa, and the fact that youth unemployment and underemployment is still quite high in Africa. This is a question of how to invest in the creating jobs and in the skill development for African youth is quite central for this discussion.
Yesterday I had an opportunity to talk to some of the youth who are participating in this youth forum, and one of the issues that they cited was the lack of mentorship. That some of the leaders, they're not ready to mentor them, though they have the skills, opportunities are there outside, but they cannot meet the skills that are needed. But at least mentorship should help. What can you say about this?
There's a lot to be done by enhancing the dialogue between different partners. Now, that brings me back to why UNCTAD is very important, this United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, because we need to bring these different actors together, the academic institutions, but also the private sector and the trade stakeholders, together with governments and the development actors, for them to synchronize the policy interventions they are designing in a way that would put more investment in young people. Young people are still struggling to have the governments and the private sector listen to their concerns. They are being lectured at all the time. But at the same time, I think governments and private sector companies and others, they have also to be lectured by young people by listening what they have to say when it comes to their frustration, their aspirations, and what advice they have to offer when it comes to creating jobs and to invest in the massive youth population.